this government came to power saying, don't worry, we will look after all Queenslanders, that there is nothing to fear from an LNP government. 120 days hence, we've seen a position where this government says they can't afford 20,000 public servants.
The papers are saying that the unions are preparing for a state of war with the state government. Are you at war with the state government?
The symbolisms of war and those kind of things is a bit dramatic.
What are the cuts exactly that have been made? The state government says a lot of these workers had their contracts just expire.
He said all temporary positions now cease. You go back to your substantive positions, and he wiped out all temporary positions, where these positions are, quite frankly, part of the public sector structure. But then he went into areas of permanent public sector employment, such as child safety, where he's knocked jobs to the tune of 15 to 20%. The most vulnerable people in our state, children at risk, haven't got the resources from the child safety unit to handle very delicate cases.
The Public Sector Commission has removed protections from all public servants except the police and health workers. What will that allow the government to do?
Now, these are the directives that at the stroke of the pen they wiped out employment security, and this is what the phrase says. Where there are provisions for employment security or contracting out an industrial instrument, the employment security or contracting out provisions contained in the industrial instrument do not apply. So even though you had these clauses in your employment agreement that you voted upon and thought were there, they're no longer there, and we can say that if you are dearer than a contractor, then we'll bring in contractors. So the very core of employment security has been hit at by this government.
Are you saying there shouldn't be a restructuring of government, that the Queensland debt is under control and there needs to be no restructuring at all?
Government's always restructuring, and we accept that. There can be restructuring without joyfully rubbing your hands together and saying 20,000 people need to pay for a temporary position in the life of a budget.
The government says this is necessary, though, because of the budget blowout left by the previous Labor government.
Every government, incoming government, blames the government that's just been. They've based this on a commission of audit by one Peter Costello, and he's based it on the fact that if Queensland has another cyclone Yasi, another flood in Brisbane, and another global financial crisis, then maybe in 7 years' time we're going to have $100 billion debt. In other words, the cuts to public servants is based upon a lie.
There's talk of a 1,000-day campaign of rolling stoppages. More than 100 protected action ballots have been lodged. How serious can this campaign become?
I think this campaign become very serious because we'll meet in workplaces, we will have rallies, some places may go out, but we will do this in a measured way and say, well, is this the society that we want that this government's setting up?